ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guineans are grappling with the aftermath of a major earthquake that struck the Eastern Highlands on Sunday. The magnitude 7.6 earthquake has damaged buildings, roads and electricity infrastructure and has led to at least 7 deaths. Red Cross PNG Secretary General Valuchi Kwagliata joins us now to discuss the impacts of this disaster. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Vanessa.
So what do we know so far about the scale of this damage caused by the earthquake?
The scale of the damage is it's hard to understand at the moment because we have assessment teams doing assessment in the impacted areas like in Lae and Goroka and Medang. The scale is hard to know at the moment.
Valuchi, earlier we've been speaking to people who've been worried that the death toll, which now stands at a confirmed 7 deaths, might rise. What are your thoughts on that?
The death toll is it's at 7, but the houses damaged and people impacted. It's over 100. It's 100 and more. Yeah.
And I understand some of these communities were also struggling during the election with election related violence. Is that correct? Some of them also experiencing, the results of that election related violence, and now this earthquake.
Yes, actually, the election-related violence and now the earthquake has really affected Papua New Guineans. I mean, not actually all Papua New Guineans, but especially the guys in the Eastern Highlands have actually suffered from the political-related violence. And then the earthquake happened again, so that's something that we're trying to address, but yeah, we've kind of addressed the political related violence, and PNG Red Cross has attended to that, and then this happened again. So yeah, it's really something that we need to find a way around.
Yes, one after the other. I mean, what are the needs from communities now? You said at least 100 houses, households are still damaged. What are they looking for?
At this stage, they're looking for the turpentines and then the necessary non-food items. So we're trying to reach out to them and then provide them that. But as I said before, I don't have a complete picture yet on how we need to help them because Papua New Guinea is a very geographically tough location to attend to the impacted areas, but. Right now, we're just waiting on our volunteers in all the affected branches to sort of give us an assessment, and then we should know what they actually need.
Yes, I mean, is that part of the problem? I understand the hardest hit areas are in quite remote parts of Papua New Guinea, and then on top of that, we understand that there's been some damage to internet and phone services as a result of this earthquake. Are a lot of your workers, your volunteers, sort of going in blind without the ability to easily connect and get information from these places?
That's the thing. because of that, we cannot get information from the volunteers because they've experienced phone line damages and cell tower damages and stuff like that. So in order to get the information from them, we have to wait at least for a day or something, and then they have to go back to an area where there's network, and then they can reach out to us. So yeah, it's really hard to address at the moment.
And how are the teams actually working there? Are you sending people into these areas and getting maybe evacuees out? How exactly are you working?
We have volunteers in all the branches. Like the worst hit areas were Lee, Medang, and Goroka. Goroka is in the Eastern Highlands. Lee is in Morobe, and Medang is in Medang. So those provinces have actually have volunteers there. So it's easier to kind of call our volunteers and ask them to attend those areas, and then they can attend the areas there.
Yes, the importance of volunteers in disasters like this, I guess, is never overstated. If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia, we're speaking to Red Cross PNG's Secretary General Velachi Quagliata. We're talking about the impact of the 7.6 magnitude earthquake that struck the Eastern Highlands in Papua New Guinea on Sunday. Now, it seems like there is some good news there, Velachi, around the impact and the damage that you're seeing. Would you agree with that? Were there fears with the 7.6 magnitude quake, the major earthquake, that the damage could be far wider and far worse than what we've seen now?
The damage actually could be. It could be far worse because we only know that the damages that happened to the cities and the villages nearby, but we haven't actually gone into the villages and communities that are inside the impacted area. So that's something that we kind of want to go, but we cannot do anything because we haven't got the funds, or we haven't actually addressed anything as yet. So that's something that we'll try to find a way around. But our volunteers are actually doing a good job and trying to get information to us at this stage in time.
Okay, so there's still a lot of known, particularly with the villages that I understand are quite close to the epicenter. They're the remote villages that you're most concerned about?
Yes, at this stage we are concerned about those. If there's a village that we need to attend to, our volunteers are there getting information from them. Yeah.
And how long do you expect relief efforts to continue with these sort of disasters? Do you have a sort of time frame?
At this stage, I do not have a time frame, but I think it will continue for another 3 or 4 weeks, and then life should go back to normal. Yeah.
And just finally, do you think there's a need for the government in Papua New Guinea or even foreign governments to provide aid to help services like yours, like the Red Cross, deliver aid to these communities?
I think there needs to be assistance from our government and the foreign governments as well, because right now, the damages that have been done to people living in the remotest areas, it's actually a lot. And I mean, if you talk to Manolos Aviation and stuff like that, you would know that the damages and the people that have been affected are actually a lot. So we need funding from the government stuff like that. So I hope the government comes around, and I hope we can get funding from international agencies as well.